I like that my man Ben Shapiro went in on Lucasfilm president. I want to say that she's the president. Let me see here real quick who the fuck she is. Kathleen Kennedy is... What the fuck is she? Yeah, she's president, okay? Going in on the president. I don't blame him because she was the president of Lucasfilm. Kathleen Kennedy was going at the fans for giving one of these Asian actresses in Star Wars
a hard time.
I talked about this before, man. That movie sucked. And anybody that has a problem, I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody telling me it sucked. It fucking blowed, okay? It was something I would... It makes the fucking prequel look like Hollywood cinematic gold, okay? I mean, that's how bad this one was, in my opinion. I mean, it's not even fucking close, you know? And these actresses, you know, this actress is getting a hard time. I don't blame her. I don't think if you... The thing the fans have to understand is that it didn't matter whether it was that actress or if it would have been insert A-list actress. It wouldn't have helped the movie any... It just sucked. So, I don't... I think for the fans, I want them to spew their vitriol because it sucked. The movie sucked. Let's blame the director. Let's blame the companies. You know, the people that are greenlighting and making these people do these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I blame the people in charge because the actors and actresses, respectively, they just read their scripts. That's all they do. So you got to have good writers, you got to have good producers, directors, all of that shit in place. Then the actors just got to do their part. You think Scarface would have been any different if Robert De Niro was in it? You know, like, you think any insert A-list actor, you think The Matrix would have been any worse if it would have been Will Smith, you know, versus Keanu Reeves? You know, it's like when a script is good and the directors and the writers, everything involved is good, you just have to have a person there that doesn't fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hold on for a second here. What the fuck is this? I'm trying to do my podcast here and these motherfuckers are coming in with advertisements because I'm reading a fucking article. Holy fucking shit. I always, like I said, this is a straight comedy skit here going on. But yeah, it just bothers me quite a bit because these people are trying to say that, you know, I don't blame the actors, man. Like, I will go ahead and say that, but, you know, don't call the fans idiots, all right? You know, if I was an actor, I wouldn't take any heat. I'd be like, you know what? It happened. It sucked. I hear you. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know, I'll take it in stride. I mean, Ryan Reynolds made fun of himself in Green Lantern. I think you got to take shit in stride, man. And I feel bad for her because, you know, that Asian actress, yeah, that part sucked. There was like a whole part where they were getting something and it took 20 minutes. I'm saying to myself, why the fuck are we seeing this? This doesn't make any sense. It's not fun to me. You know, I said it in the prior podcast. It was just as bad as that racing scene in The Phantom Menace. Oh, it's this guy. And then, you know, you get on the horse of, oh, well, you're not having enough white actors on it. You know, I just don't give a flying fuck about any of that. You know, if you want to see white actors, you see plenty of movies with white actors leading roles. If you want to see black actors, you see plenty of black movies with black actors in it, female actresses, so on and so forth. I don't give a fuck. You go ahead. Whatever it is that you're looking for, go ahead and do it. Don't force it down my fucking throat. There's plenty of variety out there, all right? So, but going back to the Star Wars thing, this is a part two, but Ben Shapiro went in on the president. It's like, hey, listen, don't get on the fucking fans because you spitting out some hot garbage. Don't get on the fucking fans because they're spinning, and I'm like, and I'm okay with the fans being angry. I do not agree that should go at the actors or the actresses. Like, that's not their calling, man. It's, what can you do? If the show sucked, the show sucked. It wasn't because the actress did her lines horribly, you know? Like I said, there's no one going to save that fucking movie. You know, you're not just going to have some epic actress being able to, wow, she did a great job. No, you're going to still look at it like, this story sucked. Fucking blows. I don't want to see it. And I think that's why it's hurting the other movies, like the Han Solo movie, dud. Any other movie that comes out for Star Wars, dud. It's going to fucking brick, like we say in the hood. you're going to lay your bricks, son. And that's what's going to continue to happen. Because you can't continue to have these hot garbage movies. There's a reason why Marvel is doing an amazing job. Just stick to the fucking script. And you executives that don't read any fucking comics, for anybody that is not involved in that world, there's a reason why those characters were picked up in the first place. If Star Wars was picked up, it was for a reason. And the fan base is crazy for a reason. Go read the fucking books. Have your directors read the fucking books that Lucas himself has made and created. Okay? Have them look through the scripts and create a variation of that. Like, what's so fucking hard about that? That's what Marvel does. That's why Marvel is winning. They're winning fucking big. Avengers just got $2 billion. Hasn't even been a month. $2 billion fucking dollars. And folks are wondering, yeah, because you know what? They took ideas from the comics. And they applied them in the movie. And they just made it all work together, man. It's not hard, folks. I know you want to be original, you writers and directors and you movie executives. Trust me. Just let the shit, the product is already there. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. You guys just get all worried about an idea that's proven to be golden. Star Wars followed the same fucking script. You did it on the Return of the Jedi. What was that? Not the Return of the Jedi, but A New Hope. That was pretty good. I know some of my friends thought otherwise, but I thought it was pretty solid. They kept in the spirit of Star Wars, and it did well. That other one, man, you guys just fucking bombed it. You really did. And that's something that, you know, we're not going to let you off the hook. You know, this is the thing that I love about this day and age, man. When something fucking sucks, we're going to let you know about it. And we're going to come out and we're going to talk about it. And it's horrible. And we're not going to support it. Simple as that. I'm not, you know, and I hate when these executives are trying to defend their work when it fucking blows. Don't defend it. Just be like, look, okay, we dropped the ball. We'll make it better next time. That's it. It's like with DC. You know, you guys are dropping the ball left and right with your movies. Because that's basically the only movies I watch. I'm going to watch Sicario 2 in a couple weeks. I'm going to go see Incredibles as well. See, they get the formula. Incredibles is not probably going to change. I think they're picking up right after the events of the first one. Even though the movie's 14 years later. They're going to pick up after. You know, I was really looking forward to seeing what Jack-Jack did. That was the thing after Incredibles Part 1. I was like, oh, man. Jack-Jack is going to be a badass. I want to see what he does. And fucking, he's still the same. I'm like, ah, fuck. You know, I really wanted to see, like, their growth of powers and shit like that, like, when they get older. But they're pulling a playbook out of The Simpsons. Like, they all stay the same age, like, 25 years later. 30 years later, I want to say. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up. But, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, Ben Shapiro going in. I don't, you know, anybody that is an executive or any head honcho involved with the Star Wars, you fucking blew it. And the fans are going to let you know about it. You drop a brick, we're going to fucking let you know about it. Don't get bent out of shape. Again, I feel sorry for that actress that she had to go ahead and delete her Instagram. That's not fair to her. You know, her first acting role, and you don't want that kind of, you know, it wasn't her fault. I don't blame her at all. I don't blame any of those actors, any of those people in front of the camera. You know, like I don't blame fucking Mark Hamill for being a fucking a fearing punk that's hiding away from the Force, you know? Like that's not him. He even said it himself. They had an interview that he was totally against it. He fought against that. He fought the producer on that. I've seen videos on YouTube about it. Like, he was fighting him, and he was stating his point of saying that Jedis don't give up. Jedis, yeah, he may have been through trauma, but as a Jedi, he would have came back. They're full of optimism. They're full of hope. And he would have never given up. Even though of the failure of Kylo Ren, he would have never given in to that guilt and to that depression where he had to hide. You know what I'm saying? So if the original guy that's been part of this is the main character is telling you, the writers, like, dude, you guys are getting it all wrong, and you still want to plow through ahead, I mean, whatever. You do you, bro. Like, but don't expect the fans to be following suit. And for any of you writers out there, it's not that hard. It really isn't that complicated. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just update the formula. That's all we're looking for. We want to see the same shit, just seeing how it is applied in this day and age. That's why the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's so amazing, because they are able to update the formula of what we want to see in our superheroes. They're taking some of the storylines, they just apply their abilities and put it in a visual, and it just makes you feel all fucking good, man. Gosh, I'm excited about Game of Thrones. They HBO ordered a pilot for a prequel. This is supposed to be thousands of years before all the events of Game of Thrones. So I'm sure it's going to show the origins of the White Walkers and all that shit that's happening. It should be pretty badass, because it's going to show the lineage of the current regimes that we have in play. And we have this final season, man, coming up. I can't talk enough about that shit. God damn, it's going to be great. But Star Wars, I think that you're going to learn your lesson the hard way. And I don't think, I'm not going to go see it. I'm not lining up to go see the third one unless that fucking tomato score on Rotten Tomatoes from the fans. I'm not looking at the critics. I'm looking at the fans. If the fans give me an 85 or above, where they say, okay, they corrected some of the wrongs, okay, I'll go check it out. But otherwise, I'll wait till that shit hits Showbox. You know, like, I'm not going to go ahead and waste my money. It's not worth it. Like, it's not worth my time. Like, I just don't do that anymore. I'm not going to give people free money. Like, you know, you go ahead in this day and age, I can see shit for free. I'm not going to go ahead and put money in your pocket and support your shitty cause, thinking that it gives you reason to continue to do the hot garbage. And all you executives out there that are out of touch, I understand it's important decisions, but it's very simple. You just do what the people fucking want. Okay, you don't sit there and force feed. And when it comes to entertainment, don't force feed me what you think I want to see. Just or not what you think I want to see. It's fucking whatever the fans want. People want Star Wars. People want to see Jedis. People want to see good storylines with family and good versus evil. Okay, we don't want to see some bullshit happening where and there's no rhyme or reason for the things happening the way they did. And not explaining them. It was pretty badass in some areas. But man, this is like my third podcast on ranting away on the Jedi. The Last Jedi. It just fucking sucked, man. It really did. And Ben Shapiro, man, coming to the rescue for the minions, you know. Like, don't go after the tribe, Miss Kathleen. It's not on us, man. We're fucking just, you gotta take it. You gotta take it. If you suck, you suck. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Onward we go.